Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Sir, I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, to help me understand the scale of the concern for the king. The king is diagnosed with cancer. He's now receiving treatment immediately. And at the same time, his responsibilities are global. All of the Commonwealth, all of the allies of the United Kingdom are watching. Because what I've learned over the years, and Conrad has helped me understand it, is that the royal family holds together the Commonwealth, holds together the United Kingdom. The history, the ceremony, and the hard work of the royal family inspire during bad times, and during the good times, they are correct to visit everybody and remind them the fruits of their labors. Right now, the king is not able to travel, and his role is being filled by the heir, the Prince of Wales, William. Conrad, a very good evening to you. My country is outside of the Commonwealth. How is this news understood in Canada? What does it mean to the Canadian people? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, you know, because it is a non-residential monarchy, and we only get the monarch, who is the king of Canada as well as of the United Kingdom and a number of other places. There's a specific statute here establishing that this country is a realm. It's called a realm, therefore it has a monarch. And so when he comes here, he's referred to as His Canadian and Britannic Majesty. It's not the King of England coming to Canada. It's the King of Canada coming to Canada. But because it's a non-residential monarchy, it's a little less intimate and constant a presence, naturally, than if he were in Canada and going around and on the news every day visiting places in the country. But even the Republicans in this country, which is, you know, a large number of people, have a good view of the monarch. It has never been the case in Canada that even Republicans are disrespectful of the individual who holds the crown. Where's the crown? It's not a matter of we want to get rid of that king or that queen. The Republicans say, look, they're very good. We have nothing but respect for them, but we think a republic is the best system of government for us. Now, in practice, the amendment of the Canadian Constitution is so complicated, it would be very difficult to get that adopted, and I doubt if there is a sufficient number of people who would actually favor it anyway. But my point is, it's a little different here than it would be in London or elsewhere in the United Kingdom. But with that said, whenever you hear anybody has cancer, it's a source for worry, especially when, as in this case, the Buckingham Palace is not making public where the cancer is or what the prognosis is. So it does incite fear that this could be a very critical medical condition. And the more venerable of us, including myself, remember that the late King George VI, who was a beloved monarch, having taken the British Empire through the Second World War with Mr. Churchill, and a man who never sought the job, and only it came to him when his brother unexpectedly abdicated, that he died of cancer. Now, on the positive side, this king's parents, Queen Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh, lived to be 96 and 99, and his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, lived to be 103, I believe. So he's got a good track record in his family, and the likelihood, on what we know, is that this is a form of cancer that can be dealt with, because most of them can be, but you don't know. And when they say he's taking treatment, I've never heard of any cancer treatment that wasn't a difficult and a very difficult thing. Now, often it's successful, of course. I'm not being a pessimist or a defeatist, but I think a lot of people, a great many people, would have the fear that if they're not being any more revealing or positive in what they say about his condition than they are, they must know that their inciting fear is that there is a real problem here. I mean, obviously all cancer is a problem, but I mean a really serious problem. But let's hope that's not the case.
The London Telegraph praises the King for being transparent about the cancer, because it notes that visits to cancer websites are way up in the United Kingdom. I hope that is a guide for people in the United States and in Canada as well.
The statement made on his behalf, I mean, made by him, but issued by the palace, said specifically that he hoped what he was doing would assist others in appreciating there was nothing to be embarrassed about, and the sooner they could get to grips with it, the better for everybody. So I don't think he's put a foot wrong since he's been king, and long before he became king. He had some awkward moments earlier in his career, but I think he has a great reservoir of goodwill in all of the countries where he has a role, and everyone wishes him well.
And we'll celebrate when he arrives in Canada. He was beginning the tour of the Commonwealth. I understand he's doing New Zealand and Australia later in the year. Canada will be in between, and he'll be back on his feet. Just a note about your new column, and we'll reflect on it as we go forward into perhaps an election cycle for Canada. The events of February 2022, the truckers complaining to Ottawa that they were being unduly treated by preventing them from crossing the border easily during the COVID pandemic. Those protests were straightforward, were extremely carefully organized, the parking of the trucks in Ottawa. The Prime Minister's response was out of proportion. And is there an explanation today for why the Prime Minister treated them as the enemy? We have about a minute.
Yeah, and the answer in a word is no. And the way it works in this country is there's a statute called the Emergencies Act, which is available to the federal government in the case of a serious national emergency. And this is the first time it's ever been used. The previous measure was called the War Measures Act, and it was invoked by this Prime Minister's father, Pierre Trudeau, against the French separatists in 1970, when they murdered the vice premier of Quebec and kidnapped a diplomat. So this law was put in place and requires a special commission of inquiry for every time it's imposed. And that commission, by a narrow margin, said the Prime Minister's conduct was justified. That was appealed by civil liberties organizations into the court system, and the courts have concluded he was not justified and criticized the government very heavily. So this is slipping into a back into a nasty political issue for him, and he brought it on himself. I mean, those truckers were, they had a legitimate grievance, and they were not violent or abusive.
Conrad Black is the author most recently of The Political and Strategic History of the World. We're talking about the world in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.